This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Nearly 90% voter turnout was recorded in West Bengal for the second and final phase of assembly elections till 5 p.m. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts went to polls in this phase today. Long queues of first-time voters, women, youth and senior citizens were seen in Kolkata, Howrah and North and South 24 Porgana districts. Voting was largely peaceful across the state. Adequate security arrangements were made to ensure peaceful polling, though there were some reports of isolated incidents including an EVM malfunction in Baranagar and a BJP polling agent being injured in Nodia. Senior TMC leader Mamata Banerjee also visited Iqbalpur and the Bhavanipur Assembly seat. Some sloganeering allegedly targeting BJP leader Subhendu Adhikari was reported at Iqbalpur. Later, police and central forces brought the situation under control. Meanwhile, BJP has demanded re-polling at some booths in Falta seat in South 24 Porgana's district. They alleged that the button for the BJP candidate in some EVM machines were covered with cello tape at these booths. The election commissioner said they are looking into the allegation and necessary action will be taken after the inquiry. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in Keralam, Tamil Nadu, Assam and Union Territory of Puducherry, along with the two-phase polling in West Bengal, will be held on the 4th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 594-kilometer-long access-controlled Greenfield Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said the transformative infrastructure project will boost connectivity and drive progress across Uttar Pradesh.
गंगा एक्सप्रेस वे यूपी के एक छोर को दूसरे छोर से तो जोड़ता ही है। ये एनसीआर के असीम संभावनाओं को भी करीब लाएगा। इसके किनारे नए औद्योगिक अवसर विकसित होंगे। इसके लिए हरदोई जैसे दूसरे जिलों में इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर विकसित किए जा रहे हैं। इससे हरदोई, शाहजहांपुर, उन्नाव समेत सभी 12 जनपदों में नए उद्योग आएंगे। अलग अलग सेक्टर्स जैसे फार्मा, टेक्सटाइल आदि के कर क्लस्टर्स विकसित होंगे। युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी तैयार होंगे।
Passing through 12 districts of Uttar Pradesh, it is the longest expressway in the state, which will reduce travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. The government today showed that domestic LPG supplies are continuing smoothly across the country without any disruption amid the evolving West Asia situation. Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi today. Additional Secretary in the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, informed that operations at all Indian ports are normal and there are no reports of congestion. Union Minister of State for Railways, Ravneet Singh Bittu, today announced enhanced security measures along the Eastern Dedicated Freight Corridor, EDFC, including round-the-clock patrolling and deployment of drone surveillance. This comes following the blast on Monday near the Shambhu-Rajpura rail track at Patiala in Punjab. The Shiv Sena UBT has announced Leader of the Opposition, Ambadas Dhanve, as his candidate for the upcoming Maharashtra Legislative Council MLC biennial elections. The opposition alliance Mahavikas Aghari, of which Sena UBT is a constituent, is expected to secure only one of the 9 council seats going to polls. India has expanded its Doppler weather radar network since 2014, increasing from 14 operational units to 50, marking over 250% rise. Talking to Media Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said, India's meteorological services have undergone a remarkable transformation over the last decade. At the Asian Beach Games, Indian wrestlers bagged 4 medals comprising 2 gold, a silver and a bronze, taking the country's overall final tally to 6 medals in Sanya, China today. In IPL cricket, host Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and closed with gains of 0.8%. The Sensex rose 609 points to close at 77,496, while the Nifty advanced 182 points to settle at 24,178. And that is the end of this news bulletin.